Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Parents and religious educators are often on the lookout for new, interesting, and innovative ideas in helping kids grow in their knowledge and love of God, the saints, and the church. Well, a book that fits this description to a T, helping kids know and love Mary, is The Mother of Jesus is Wonderfully Real by the Irish Dominican Father Paul Murray, OP, with illustrations by our very own Bernadette Kolkowski, and a foreword by Alyssa Bormes. Alyssa joins us today on Practicing Catholic. Alyssa, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, wonderful to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us. Well, now I understand that although you're not the author of this book, you have been intimately involved more than just writing the foreword. You want to tell us a little bit about how this book came about?
Absolutely. This was a book in my heart a long time ago. My niece, who was six at the time, she wore a necklace of Mary to a little day camp, you know, a summer day camp. And she was so proud of the necklace, and she loved Mary. And she got to the day camp, and all the girls teased her that Mary isn't real. And I don't know why that actually came about, but that's what happened. And she was crushed. And her mom couldn't comfort her afterward, and her mom, my sister, called and said, "Do you think there's something you can say to her? She's so sad." And I was certain I could, but of course I couldn't. She just couldn't hear. And it happened that I had a little book of Father Paul Murray's on my table. This was in 2010, and a book of his that had just come out on the Hail Mary. And I said, "Do you remember Father Murray?" And she had met him earlier that summer. He's a friend of mine. And we had all gone out to dinner. He had been in Minneapolis, even though he lives in Rome. And so we went out to dinner with him, and she remembered him. And I said, "Well, this is his book about Mary, and he wouldn't write about Mary if Mary weren't real." And I said, "Do you want to write him a letter?" And she said, "Yes." So I helped her write a letter, and off it went. And then he wrote the most extraordinary letter back to her. And when I saw the letter, I thought, this has to be a book. And I read it to my niece, and she just kept snuggling closer and closer to me. And at the end, there was this pause, and I said, "What was your favorite part?" And she touched the letter right where he said it, and she said, "He called me one of the blessed." Wow. And it was so incredible, and I knew right then somehow this has to be a book. But then you always want the message confirmed, right? Well, my mother and stepfather were there. My mother, when she was a widow, remarried a widower, and between them they have 17 kids. And they were there, and so was my brother, and I read the letter aloud. My brother sort of wiped a little tear from his eye when I was finished. My stepdad was more choked up, and my mother said, "I wish we would have had this letter when you were kids." And I thought, well, that is it. This has to be a book. And so we pushed and pushed, and finally it came to be. It took 9 years for Father to say yes to write it. But really, that was all God's timing because of Bernadette Kolkowski. She's the artist. And I think when you see the book, you'll understand she is the artist for this book. And it couldn't have been anybody else. She had set down her paints. And so Father's nose were perfect until Bernadette had picked up her paints again. And then we found her to do the book. It was incredible.
Wow. What a providential way that the book came about, and what a touching way as well. So really the book, as I understand it, as you've just described, is really helping kids to grasp and then interact with Mary, who is, as the book title says, wonderfully real. Can you tell us a little bit more about things that are talked about in the book?
Sure. So Father starts out about when he was a little boy, and just to let her know, I was thinking these things as well, but he's asking, first of all, about love, and that he goes to his father to say, "If love is so real, why can't I see it, right, and does it have a color?" And so then Father begins to explain to Isabel that, you know, the things that we can see are very real, but there's plenty of things we can't see that are still real. And he starts out simply by saying, your pals at school have never met their great-great-grandparents, but they know they are real. Nobody in your class has ever seen Mount Everest, but everybody knows that it's real. And nobody in your class can tell you what color is love, but all of them believe in love. almost no one in our world today has seen Mary, the mother of Jesus. She lived a long time ago, but just because someone lived in the distant past does not mean they are not real. And this is my favorite line in the whole book, and it says, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is as real as apple pie and pink flamingos. And it's so marvelous. There is an apple pie, there is a pink flamingo, and then there's Mary laughing at hearing how she's as real as apple pie and pink flamingos. And we never see Our Lady laughing. And it's just wonderful. She has her head back laughing out loud, right? It's fantastic. But
so
then it goes on, and one of the beautiful things it does as well is it'll talk about... It gets to the point where we're talking about Mary's favorite color. Does she have a favorite color? Well, she often wears blue. And there's a page where it has all, not all, but it has six different apparitions of Mary. And the thing that we did with this, it's Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of La Vang, which is in Vietnam, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Nok, and Our Lady of Cabejo, which is in Africa. And the thing about this page is that Mary appears as your mother, because when she appears in different places, she appears as the people of that place. And so when you get to this page, you really understand Mary is your mother, and you can see yourself in her in these different apparitions. And then there's a little part here where Mary is now telling Isabel. Isabel sort of throughout the book with Mary in different places. And so there's a place that truly wise people can see with an inner eye. That's another secret a lot of people don't understand. The name for this scene is faith. And another word for it is belief. Jesus talked a lot about it to his friends. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed. And Mary's pointing to Jesus, but she has her back on, or she has her hand on Isabel's back, and they're pointing to Jesus. And it's so endearing that Mary takes Isabel on this journey. And there's one page, Bernadette's art. I can't say enough about Bernadette's art and Father Paul Marie's words and how they marry together, frankly. But there's one page where Isabel is walking hand in hand with Mary. And they both have blue and white on, and the blue and white was really a dress that Isabel did have, but blue and white is the colors of Mary, right? And they both have a similar smile on their face, but their eyes are so different in this art that Isabel's are full of wonder. In essence, she's walking Mary back to her friends saying, see, here she is. And Mary's eyes are full of wisdom, and it's so engaging and beautiful. And that this is why Isabel is happy to wear Mary's necklace, because she loves Mary, and Mary is so fond of Isabel as well in the book. And I can't say enough about the tenderness of the words, but also the depth of the theology and how accessible it is to youth, but how as an adult you'll see, wow, this is deep and strong and true and beautiful and good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, clearly, Isabel, I mean, she was the recipient of the original letter.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what kind of years later, when the book is actually published and produced and written and illustrated, just has she had a reaction to the book?
Yeah. You know, I think a little bit overwhelmed and a little surreal. And one of my favorite things, we have this on video, when she first saw the book, she held the book up in front of her face. Well, the face on the picture on the front is a drawing of her, a watercolor of her from Bernadette. And then she lowered the book so it wasn't all the way in front of her face. And you realize, oh, there's that same face behind it, only now 10 years older. She's, or actually 12 years older by the time it came. She just turned 18. And so it was really beautiful, and she's just kind of overwhelmed. You can't believe that this letter of your heart became a book.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful to see. It was really fun to watch her open the book for the first time.
Yeah. Well, Alyssa, you have given the book quite a, you have stirred within me, and I'm sure within many of our listeners, a desire now to see the book, to read the book, and to perhaps buy the book for other children who might be struggling in this particular area. And, you know, you're no slouch. You're a teacher of theology. You're a radio show host. You're a writer yourself with the famous Catechism of Hockey and everything. But I'm looking at the website now, and there have been some pretty huge endorsements here, including Bishop Barron, Lisa Hendy, Elizabeth Lev, Mother Mary Assumpta Long, all these giving it just a great endorsement here as well. So if people aren't already champing at the bit to get online and buy the book right now, will adults benefit from this book? I mean, do you need to have kids?
No, you don't need to have kids. I'm just going to read Bishop Barron's endorsement. It's so beautiful. This gorgeously illustrated and splendidly written book will be helpful to any young person struggling to understand spiritual truths. Get it for your child, your grandchild, your godson or goddaughter. And when you finish reading it to him or her, savor it for yourself. That's pretty high praise. It's absolutely beautiful, and we're so grateful for his endorsement. And people can find it at catholicvineyard.com. You can go right there. There's on the first page, you'll find it, or you can go to shop. And then the other thing, this is Kelly Walquist, who founded Wine Women in the New Evangelization. She Wine published this book, so she had her hands in this right along with me. It was great to work shoulder to shoulder with her. And but she is famous for not liking to shop. And so what she did was to put a gift card with it, and you can choose if you'd like one of the pieces of art in it with a little girl with Isabel in it, or you can choose a piece of art with a little boy and his father, which was actually Father Murray and his dad when he was a little boy. Wow. And you can choose, and a card will come with it. So it's catholicvineyard.com, and you can choose to get a gift card with it. The other thing, too, I wanted to tell you about one other endorsement that we had. It's just from Michelle in Texas. And she was saying, we got this a couple weeks after the book was out. She said she was reading the book to her 3.5-year-old daughter, or granddaughter, excuse me, and her daughter-in-law was listening, and her daughter-in-law is not Catholic, and but she was just listening. And her daughter-in-law had always had the mistaken idea that Catholics worship Mary. But after reading the book, she had a couple other questions, but she said the book mostly cleared it up. And she said, now I get it. And then she asked her mother-in-law, Michelle, will you teach me the rosary? Isn't that incredible? This book...
I think that's the best endorsement you can give it right there.
I agree. I mean, I love Bishop Barron's, but Michelle might have won out on that. You know, that this a conversion happening from this book.
Right.
And how beautiful. This is Father Paul Murray, if people don't know him. He is a scholar and a poet, and he has a manner of writing that is so piercingly beautiful. And it is directed right to the 6-year-old, but it is absolutely directed to every adult reading the book along with the 6-year-old or on your own. And then again, I can't say enough about Bernadette Gawkowski's art. She's a watercolorist, and it is extraordinary.
Oh, wow. Well, the book is The Mother of Jesus is Wonderfully Real by Father Paul Murray, OP. Forward by Alyssa Bormas and illustrated by Bernadette Gawkowski. Well, we're so grateful, Alyssa, for this great, your own great endorsement of this book. And I am salivating, just ready to order this as soon as we're done recording the show today. So I am looking forward to reading it and seeing it and holding it in my hands and looking at the wonderful illustrations as well. But thank you. Thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for your part in playing in this book as well.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Go right to catholicvineyard.com, and you'll be able to find it. It's a fantastic buy.
All right. Thank you, Alyssa. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, coming up next, an inside look at the Archdiocese from the first-ever Chief Operating Officer. Bill Lynch will join us right after this short pause, so stay with us. We'll be right back.